Living in the Northeast, I'm always struck by how when the weather gets warm, motorcycles are suddenly all over the road, like herds of some big animal that's come out of hibernation. Those sprawling cruisers kitted out with all kinds of high-tech gear and chrome and neon plastic. They seem so American, even when they're Japanese or Italian. But now there's a new movement getting traction in motorcycle design. Bikes are shedding parts, losing the frills, returning to a more stripped-down aesthetic. Todd Bookman takes us inside the retro world of the cafe racer.
When Walt Siegel was a kid in Austria, lots of people rode motorcycles. Not powerful, flashy rides. These were workaday bikes. Then he's 7 or 8 years old, and a neighbor rips through the village on something new.
And he had a 650 Triumph that had a lot of polished aluminum, a lot of chrome, very deep, shiny maroon paint job. It was the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. Seeing bikes that my grandfathers rode were just part of my daily existence, but seeing a shiny British bike by a totally cool dude was a life-changing experience for me.
The look of that bike, the sound of that bike, stuck with Siegel. Stuck with him for 45 years. Now he's one of the world's most respected motorcycle designers and builders. His custom-made bikes are low and loud and trace their lineage back to England in the 1950s and 60s. That's when a new breed came into being, cafe racers.
Just the chassis alone, I mean, the silhouette of a cafe racer is something very, very different than, let's say, a Harley Cruiser, for example. A Harley Cruiser was built to go down the highway in comfort. And they're built for long distances. Cafe racer comes from the opposite corner of that world, if you will.
The name actually comes from these working-class kids who would kill time racing between highway coffee shops on the outskirts of London. These kids called themselves rockers, or ton-up boys, ton being British slang for hitting 100 miles per hour. Their rides were modified Triumphs, Nortons, and BSAs. They'd strip them down like skeletons. Most bikes rolling off assembly lines, then and now, can have 50 extra pounds of add-ons. Excess chrome, oversized seats, or fenders. Start peeling that stuff off and you get a cafe racer. Other signature touches are low handlebars and foot controls pushed back so the rider sits small on the bike, almost hunched to better push through turns. Siegel's motorcycles have big gas tanks that curve into short, handcrafted seats. The shape is muscular, with virtually every part left exposed, every hose and cable a subtle accent. There's definitely a dividing line between cafe racers and the mainstream bike scene. Siegel is diplomatic about it.
I don't want to call attention. It's just that don't tend to hang out with each other, let's put it this way.
Siegel went to art school in Austria and studied sculpture. He dropped out after a couple of years, but some of his customers treat his motorcycles like pieces of art. They store them in climate-controlled spaces. There's a rumor floating around that Angelina Jolie bought one for Brad a few years ago. He crafts about a dozen a year, working now out of a sunlit mill building in rural New Hampshire. They run from $30,000 up to $100,000. Each build starts with an engine. The bike he's working on now has a supercharged twin Ducati.
Really, truly high-tech motors are not necessarily beautiful components. So a vintage-style engine with all its polished aluminum and its different surface qualities because of a choice of different materials is visually much more pleasing than an engine that's packed in plastic.
They're good for 170 miles per hour.
It has a very aggressive bark to it once you come into the meaty power band, if you will. So very, very pleasing.
That's the very high end of the cafe racer world. Most people who ride these bikes are more in line with the early rockers, grabbing a stock bike and wrenching the thing down, personalizing it. Down the road from Siegel's shop in Dublin, New Hampshire, Alex Vogel is engaging in some kind of mating ritual with a 1973 Norton Commando.
Mother. It's like I said, kicks back a little bit.
Vogel is an auto mechanic, but in the past few years, he's gotten more into bikes.
It's real backyardy stuff, and it's fun. I mean, you can do it in your kitchen. You know, you can do it in your bathroom if you want. It's not like a car where, you got to have a garage and jacks and all that stuff. You can really get into it, on a personal level.
Vogel's working on a motorcycle for his wife. There are a lot of bikes from the 1960s and 70s to start on.
You could go to a yard sale and find a Honda 350 for $600. You spend about a half hour on it, you can get it running. Okay, so you got a running bike for $600. And then you might paint the stuff, which might be $25, or if you send it out, it might be $500. And you can take these little bites out of the project, and who knows, at the end of a month or the end of 5 years, you got a cool little bike.
People are breathing new life into old bikes all over the country. A lot of them read Iron and Air, a vintage motorcycling magazine. Brett Houle is the publisher.
There's this real cool camaraderie between generations and this sort of resurgence in motorcycling right now. And I think, what we're attempting to do is document that and share that with the world as a special time.
But why now?
The best analogy I have is, if you think about the music scene, the late 80s, early 90s. We sort of had this excess. So you had, your hair bands and your makeup and, pyrotechnics, and everything was just sort of overdone. And I think, in culture, we all sort of hit a wall. And at some point, somebody says, all right, I've had enough of enough. Start to strip the layers off and sort of simplify and get back to a simpler time.
Most of us live surrounded by plastic, by computer chips. Working on a cafe racer is a little rebellion against that, a way to get your hands on how things actually work. And then to go screaming down the highway at 100 miles an hour. For Studio 360, I'm Todd Bookman. Take it to the tunnel, make another run, tunnel. Can't go there fast,
one stop, I gotta make it last. You can see some pictures of Walt Siegel's cafe racers at studio360.org. And for the record, we are not endorsing the idea of exceeding legal speed limits. Plus, if my daughters ever get on any kind of motorcycle, I'll disown them.